50 years ago this month, the Stonewall riots in New York City paved the way for the modern LGBTQI+ civil rights movement. Today, GLC's Mary Cullen speaks with Prairie Pride Coalition President Dave Bentland and Susan Hartsold with the McLean County Museum of History about a local effort to recognize LGBTQI+ collective experience in McLean County.
In the early morning hours of June 28, 1969, the patrons of the Stonewall Inn were just enjoying an evening together, many of them gay men, a lot of drag queens there as well. The Stonewall Inn was one of the establishments in New York City that was considered relatively safe for gay people to congregate and get together. But unfortunately, on that night, the police tried to conduct one of their raids that they were doing so often during that period of time, and they attempted to arrest a lot of people for no other reason than that they were gay. And so this had happened many times before, not only in New York City, but across the country at gay bars all over the nation. But this time, the patrons decided to fight back, and they said that enough is enough, and they wanted to fight back for their equal rights. So the riots ensued. There were two evenings of riots that took place around the Stonewall Inn, and that occasion is widely recognized as the beginning of the modern gay rights movement.
Interestingly enough, the Pantograph had absolutely no coverage of that event.
Yeah, and talking about the Pantograph, I mean, we've kind of looked through the archives to see, you know, to kind of search on certain keywords that might bring up some articles or some stories concerning our community or things about our community, and there's really very little. The only thing that I really found that was consistent was a syndicated columnist that seemed to address the issue of homosexuality from time to time, but it was a nationally syndicated columnist, so it really wasn't anything locally based.
Yeah, you have to think about how conservative Bloomington Normal, or McLean County in general, has been, and that for the Bloomington Pantograph to cover something like that would be unheard of.
Not to single out the Pantograph in any way. I mean, we have many medias in McLean County, WGLT being one of them. So how do you, both of you, see the media landscape changing in the coverage of the LGBTQ+ community?
Well, I think it's gotten better. I think that many of our issues are not only of interest to our LGBTQIA+ community, but of interest to the general community. The one I can think of most recently is the marriage equality issue from a couple of years ago. We realized that there was widespread support for that, and it was an issue of interest to everybody because almost every family has a member of their family who is gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, and marriage was an issue that many people could wrap their heads around and understand that two people wanted to get together and have their relationship formalized through the institution of marriage. So I think that issues like that became more mainstream. And I think as a result, I think a lot of the media, including the local media, really jumped on that issue. And that sort of opened the door for better coverage of LGBTQIA+ issues.
Conversely, they were only really addressing the issues, the civil rights issues that this particular community was suffering with. But I think today, too, it's much better in regards to covering all events associated, whether it's an event going on or something like coverage of vigils and other related events.
That's a perfect segue. We're here talking today about the upcoming History Out of the Closet event. Again, kind of dialing back to how we started this conversation, the Stonewall riots happened 50 years ago this month. When it comes to the History Out of the Closet event, how are you hoping to localize the issue and really bring it up to the local community and show why this matters?
Well, it's really important to get that local connection. And so the program will feature five panelists who will be asked to answer questions about issues that they've dealt with in their history as members of the local LGBTQ+ community in McLean County.
Yeah, I think that it's a great opportunity for us. And Prairie Pride Coalition was so thankful that the McLean County Museum of History approached us with this idea because we had thought about it from time to time. We had worried that as all of us got older, that a lot of the history that we have accumulated would be lost with us. And so we look upon this as a really great opportunity. And it's very timely in that this is the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots. And I think that our community in general is looking at this as an occasion to look back not only on the Stonewall history, but on the history of our LGBTQIA plus movement. And that includes local history. And we really want to capture that local history, whether it's, you know, vigils, actions, or just day-to-day incidents and stories that folks have about living in Bloomington Normal and McLean County as an openly LGBTQIA plus person.
Dave hit it right on the mark. It's about keeping that history. The museum feels like ensuring that we gather and preserve the history of all components of McLean County, all people of McLean County, especially those who've been marginalized and represent the diversity of our community. And as the curator at the museum, I have known for years that what we have in our collection associated with the LGBTQ plus community is very lacking. And for me, when we started talking about this more than a year ago, I was like, this is really important. This is our opportunity. We really want to partner with this group and start to make this happen, because if we don't, that history will get lost.
The History Out of the Closet event takes place from 5:30 to 7:30, Friday, June 28th, at the McLean County Museum of History.